Athabasca. As most activities and events the region continue to return to normal, some of the changes made during the start of the COVID-19 pandemic linger. It was in response to gathering restrictions that the Athabasca District Chamber of Commerce, ADCC, cancelled its annual business awards and dinner, opting for a virtual presentation at each location, live-streamed on social media. It was one of the things that we all truly enjoyed, and actually the feedback from the businesses was phenomenal, said ADCC President Tova Schwade. It was special and more personal when we went to their business. In the past, the winners would attend the awards night, get called on stage, handed an award, given a couple of minutes to speak, then ushered off for a photo, and at the end of the evening, that was it. It was like the Oscars but without the fancy gowns and drama. This is much more personal. It highlights the business and the location of that business wherever it may be, said Schwade. And you can go back and watch the videos for 2 years. She said the last 2 years has given the chamber some perspective about how to better meet the needs of the members, including not requiring them to make speeches to a room full of people. Once you've got them in their space, they're so much more comfortable than being in front of a crowd, she said. One of our events was 375 people. But the chamber still wants to hold an in-person event to allow people to mix, mingle and shake off a little steam, and so are hosting the kickoff to Small Business Week Cabaret October 15. I don't think the chamber has ever done a cabaret, she said. This is a celebration of business in our community, it's a celebration of resilience, it's a celebration of strength, it's a celebration of people helping people, business helping business. The last few months have seen the return of street festivals, a midway, a successful Magnificent River Rats Festival, full farmers markets teeming with people, concerts at the Nancy Appleby Theater, sports of all kinds, and more. We want to keep up the speed, this momentum, this enjoyment, said Schwade. Bring the people to the region, get them shopping at our businesses. The nominees for each award, from the Employer of Youth to the Home-Based Business Award, will be announced at the cabaret, but the rest of the event will be for cutting loose. And following a week of presenting awards virtually, the Tis the Season event will kick off with several days through November and December to shop locally, starting with the annual Christmas market November 4-5. The focus is to highlight the benefits of shopping locally, Schwade said. In November and December, we'll be highlighting different businesses and their events or promotions. Bonnie Nichols and the Torpedoes will be taking the stage to kick off the cabaret at the Athabasca Regional Multiplex October 15 at 9 p.m. Doors open at 8 p.m. No minors. Tickets are available on eventbrite.ca for $15 plus service charge. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca.